Welcome to Faith, Family, and the Force. I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Oliver.
Faith, Family, and the Force is a podcast about just that. Our faith, our family, and our experiences as Oliver's in the Air Force.
And on today's episode, we're going to share a few things that we love, so you hopefully can enjoy them too.
Enjoy the show.
Y'all, on today's episode, we're going to talk about stuff that we love, that you guys might love, and we're going to share it with you. And so, here we go.
So we can all love it together.
That's right.
You want me to start?
Go for it.
Okay. The first thing that I'm loving right now is books on my phone. I downloaded the Apple Books app or whatever, and I didn't think that I was going to like it because I like having the physical copy of the book, especially so I can keep it forever or share it with friends, you know, whatever. But I started getting books on my phone the past few months, and it's been so good because I read so much more because I always have it with me. And so, and it's just small and on my phone. It's not in the way. And so if I'm, you know, feeding Jude, or he's asleep and I'm rocking him or anything like that, I can just pull it out and start reading. Or if I'm at a doctor's appointment or like, you know, somewhere random like that in the waiting room, pull out my phone and read a book instead of pulling out my phone and just scrolling mindlessly on social media or playing Candy Crush, because I do love some Candy Crush as well.
Y'all, this girl is addicted to Candy Crush. Like, big problems. Waking up at 2 in the morning and I look over.
Oh my gosh, that's not true.
Okay. And she's on Candy Crush. Like, what? Like, no, get off Candy Crush.
I'm not on Candy Crush at 2 in the morning, but I am, instead of playing Candy Crush now, I've been reading books on my phone.
Okay, so last question about the books before we move on. Because I'm about it, like, I personally struggle reading on like a small phone, not because I have bad eyesight or anything. I just like, I hate that whole concept because I'm very anti like reading on phones and stuff. But when you read on your phone, I know how like OCD you are and like patterns and orders and like organized and all this stuff. Do you read chapter to chapter or can you stop mid chapter, like mid paragraph? Like what's your reading technique here? Share with us.
Okay, no matter what, if I'm reading on my phone or a physical book or anything else, I prefer to stop at a chapter. I don't like stopping in the middle. But if I have to, like if I'm in the waiting room and they call me, I at least get to like the end of a paragraph because I can't just stop in the middle of a paragraph. I'm not insane.
So I totally will stop in the middle of the paragraph, like no problem. Just like, whatever, I'll just start the paragraph over if I can't remember. And last question. I know I said that about the other one. But what do you think about people who dog ear their books versus people who use bookmarks? I already know where you're going with this because very regularly do we get nice bookmarks for gifts and homemade bookmarks. And things like that. So you can kind of tell where she's about to go with this.
Okay. Well, one, if you read books on your phone, you don't even have to worry about that because you just hit the app and it pops up right to where you were. Also, I've read a lot more books with them being on my phone, like I said, because it's right there. So recommend it for sure. But I don't hate people that dog ear their books. It's not the worst thing in the world. But I definitely prefer a bookmark. And yes, I got us very nice, like cool leather bookmarks for Christmas this year.
Right on. So something I'm loving and kind of had a bad week about it just because I had a knee injury. Like I say injury, like my knee was hurting, so I didn't run. But I'm really loving exercising right now. Like I'm loving my runs. I love going into the gym and just getting a little bit of a lift on while still doing cardio. I'm feeling better. Like I was telling Annabeth today, I was like, babe, I can breathe better. Like I don't get out of breath as much going up some stairs, which not because I'm like a heavy dude or anything, but like stairs suck and you can still get out of breath going up some stairs, but I feel better about it. So I'm really loving exercising, and I would encourage you, if you're listening to this, you know, late February or whenever you're listening to this, think back to your New Year's resolutions, which you probably said something about exercising because everyone thinks it if they don't say it. So think back to that. Maybe this will give you a little bit of motivation to, you know, hit the gym in the morning or afternoon or whenever you go. I'm a morning workout kind of guy. Like, I really like a mid-morning workout. I am not too keen on like afternoon or evening. I want it to be the first thing I do. Like, I really like the chemicals it produces.
Okay. So next, something we're both loving right now and Jude also loves is ground turkey. And we have made it, like, kind of replacing ground beef. We've made it like as tacos, meatloaf. We're going to try some hamburger or turkey burgers with it. And it's been so good. It's a really, I think, just lighter, not as greasy. We've enjoyed it.
Yes. I actually caught myself the other day realizing I had five or six meals in a row where I had eaten turkey, like, partially because I'll eat like ground turkey in the morning with eggs. That's like right now, that's Jude's favorite thing to eat in the morning. It's so crazy because he'll eat like his fruit and bananas. And then when I make my breakfast, like six eggs and ground turkey and stuff, he'll like just chow down on it. And it's awesome. And it makes me so happy to see him loving some ground turkey. So I will recommend it. However, I'll caveat it with the fact that you kind of have to season it really, really well because ground turkey is naturally bland, just the way it is. And so whether you're using Tony's seasoning is a staple. We probably go through like three cans a year. We use Tony's a ton.
It's so good though. Okay, something Oliver's loving that I'm not really loving is cryptocurrency.
Y'all, oh my goodness. I have totally like started geeking out about this, and I'm not going to dive into it on the podcast because I'm already getting bad looks about just talking about it. But we're at small group the other night. Shout out to our small group. And I kind of brought it up to some of the guys and they're also interested in it. So we started doing the whole like nerding out thing about it, talking about it and all this cool stuff about it. I'm saying about it a lot because I just can't. Cryptocurrency, it just sounds so, it's so futuristic and cool. I'm in it. So if you want to talk about it, like shoot us a message, slide into those DMs. I think that's what the kids say these days. And we can chat about it. It's not made up. It's a real thing. So
is it the future? Like, do you think that's where we're going?
If you can see 10 to 15 years in the future, more and more people driving electric vehicles, and then you can like, you can imagine that, like not necessarily like Jetson's future, you know, like the cartoon, but like more and more people liking Tesla and being like, oh, that's really cool. Like I can make that work and it's becoming more affordable and all this, then cryptocurrencies are going to like, that will rein that picture in for you. Like understanding how future and like money. And as an economist, like it's really easy for me to be like, oh, fiat currency and blah, blah, blah. This is bad. Banks are bad, blah, blah, blah. Like I could talk about that like for hours, but we're not going to do that today on this podcast.
So are we going to not have banks anymore?
No, I think we'll always have banks. Okay. And I don't want to dive down the hole because this could get like the rabbit hole really quick. I think we'll always have banks because it's just so institutionalized and like, you know, we're not just like Andrew Jackson trying to get rid of the banks and all this. And maybe there's a lot of conspiracies and stuff, but that's another, we should do a conspiracy podcast, one episode, write it down. Oh gosh. Let's do it. Okay. So something that I am excited for Annabeth and that I'm loving is her new phone and loopy case. Go ahead and talk about it, babe.
All right. I got a new phone. Finally, I'm pretty sure I had like the iPhone 2 still. And so now I have the 12. Is this a 12?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a 12. It's so nice. I don't have a home button anymore. And you know what? I love not having a home button. I think it's great. the way they did it, it's just, I'm a fan. And also, I got a loopy case, which, if you haven't seen those, it has like a little rubber loop on the back for your fingers to go in to hold it. So instead of trying to like cramp your pinky, like weird, bend it a weird way to hold your phone, and then you get pinky cramps and your
pinky cramps. You get pinky cramps?
Yes. Have you not?
No, my pinkies are just naturally deformed like that.
Well, also, your hand's way bigger than mine. So, anyways, loopy case, I recommend it. It's been good for when I'm reading my books on my phone.
Y'all, this girl, so we were...
Also, it's super cute. I'll post a pic of it.
A pic of your case of your phone? Yes. That's like phone-ception. That's wicked. So we were very responsible when we got married and moved to our first base, my pilot training base in Columbus. We got off our parents' phone plans, even though it's crazy because it's cheaper to have more lines and all this stuff. I think it's a big conspiracy too. Like I said, that's a later podcast we'll have. But we got our own phone plans and we took that step and we got new phones. At the time, it was like an iPhone 7. I don't even think they were the new phones for them. We were like two models below, but they were new to us and we were stoked about it. And so we had the iPhone 7 up until like last month. And then I had to order a new phone because I've just destroyed my phone and it's so slow. And I got a little jealous of Annabeth having a new one, but mine still has a home button because I need it and I'm about it.
But his phone's still not here because there was a winter storm everywhere else in America, pretty much except in Florida. So it's been delayed.
I'm okay with that. I have grace and mercy for FedEx and UPS and the postal system, you know, so it's all good.
As we should. Okay. Another thing that we're loving right now, long sleeve tees, because this weather is perfect for a long sleeve t-shirt.
Absolutely. I've gotten in this weird thing where I've been wearing like short sleeve shirts under my long sleeve t-shirts for some reason. I used to never do that, but I actually wore one to the gym like that today, and like I've been doing that a lot more, and it's so comfy, and I'm a huge Comfort Colors t-shirt fan. If I was to make a Faith Family in the Force shirt, wink, wink, it would be done on Comfort Colors, because I'm actually looking at Annabeth and I, and we're both in Comfort Colors shirts. Actually, we're both wearing my shirt. She has one of my shirts on. That's awesome, babe.
I always wear your shirts, but there's two long sleeve t-shirts that I've gotten for Oliver in the past year or so that are both Comfort Colors. He wears them all the time. And one of them, I have a short sleeve version of it, but our friends that were on the podcast actually a while ago, I don't remember when, but Samantha and Alex, we met them like through Instagram and stuff, and they are in the process of adopting, I think at least two kids right now from Liberia. Is that right? Liberia?
That's okay.
And so they sold these t-shirts for a fundraiser and they're super cute, so comfortable. They have, it's like a tree with a heart and it says chosen, not forsaken, but they're just very cute, awesome t-shirts. So we'll like link below somehow. And share on our socials how you can buy one, because they're worth it and you're helping them adopt some kids. Like, who doesn't love that?
Gotta love the kids. Yeah, that if you've ever seen a photo of me on Instagram and some of the Instagram stories, I'm probably wearing that shirt because I literally wore it today. So our next thing that we're loving, this one's Annabeth. I'm just gonna let her take this one because I can't speak to it.
Okay. So, before Christmas, during Thanksgiving, actually, we went to the Nike outlet in Destin to just look around, and they were having like their Black Friday sale and stuff, and my parents were with us, and they got some stuff, and I think Oliver got some running shorts or something, and then we got up to the counter, and I think everything in the store was 30% off for Black Friday, but then we also got 20% off for a military discount. So we got 50% off everything in this Nike outlet store. It was awesome. And so we were like, dang, we would have bought more stuff if we would have known we were going to get 50% off, right? And so then we go home and everything. And then a couple weeks later, my mom was like, your dad loves the sweatpants that he got. Will you go back to the Nike store and get him like another pair in another color? And I said, sure. So I went back and I was had the stuff and I was checking out. And she said, oh, if you get, you know, one more thing, you get 40% off or whatever. And so I had seen these cute scrunchies when we were there the first time. And I was like, oh, they're kind of expensive. Like, I don't know if I'm going to like them. Maybe, you know, shouldn't get them. And then I saw them the second time and I was like, no, I'm just going to get, you know, these sweatpants that I'm here for. And then she said, if you get four things, and I was like, oh, I only need one more thing to get the 40, you know, to make it four things to get 40%. So I was like, okay, I'll go grab these scrunchies that I've been, you know, eyeing. And so I got them. And then I have worn the crap out of those things. Like, they are awesome. They hold my hair so well and they're so cute. I'll definitely share pictures of them, but they're adorable and I love them. And then also along those lines with my hair, after I had Jude, you hear this often that your hair falls out, like postpartum, after you have a baby, your hair's gonna fall out and be like gross and not cute. And I was like, no, that's not gonna happen to me. And then it did. My hair was just falling out everywhere. And so I ended up getting some biotin shampoo and it has worked wonders. My hair is so full and has grown so long. And it's just looking good, I think.
Yeah, so I think most husbands, if you're listening to this, or boyfriends can attest that there is hair from your significant other, your lady friend, everywhere. Like, it gets everywhere just regardless. But after Annabeth had Jude, I was pretty frustrated just because I was noticing it way more than I ever had. And I was a cheerleader before, and there was always hair just because we always had girls and stuff, you know, being a cheerleader. And now, like, I'm married, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this is, like, worse than cheering when I was surrounded by a bunch of, like, girls. This is terrible. Like, what's going on here? And then Annabeth explained to me what happened. And now her hair looks so good. And fun fact, guys, I don't wash my hair. Like, if we have this conversation in person, like, people know that I use a lot of hairspray and I don't wash my hair that often. But I've converted Annabeth to going like 2 days between hair washes because I think it's super healthy, like to let the natural oils go and whatnot. And okay, I wash my hair when I get haircuts and stuff. You know, I'm not like psychotic like that. I'll wash it every once in a while. But I also don't have long hair right now. It's way shorter than it has been, but it's going to get longer.
But you like how my hair's looking, right? And you like my scrunchies.
I love those scrunchies and I love your hair. So good. So one thing that we're loving right now, we keep saying this one thing, there's so many things that we love right now, but I would say one of the biggest things on this list, number two, in my opinion, is our community, like where we live, where we're living right now in Northwest Florida. We have found such a good community of people who care, who love us and allow us to pour into their lives at the same time. We've been surrounded by great restaurants, great things to do in our community, and just an overall outpouring of people who want to make where they live a better place.
For sure. I could not recommend enough living in Niceville. I love the location. It's so fun. Like Oliver said, great restaurants, great things to do. We can walk to the bay from our house and there's just like a little park and we can see the water and dolphins and it's amazing. But then it makes it even better when you have good friends and people around you to have fun with and enjoy all those things with too.
Absolutely. And Niceville is just, it's that weird community where it's a small town feeling, but a very good military presence and great churches here. People just care and people are nice. Hence the name Niceville.
For sure. The last thing that we're going to talk about that we love right now, which we will probably always love, but just in different phases and stages, but playing with Jude is so fun.
Y'all, our boy loves to wrestle, and Annabeth, I don't think it's her favorite thing is to wrestle with Jude because he pulls her hair and like he's kind of rough, like he's handsy.
He likes to sit on your head. That's like his domination like move. And of course I have long hair, so it ends up him just pulling my hair and sitting on me and poking my eyes, and I don't enjoy it.
Yeah, but we'll wrestle and he'll be like pushing my face and like squeezing my face and neck, and I'll be like pushing his, like trying to give him a little taste of, you know, a little taste of the glory, what's going on, WWE SmackDown style. And we're just having a great time. And he plays so well with some of his toys. I say some of his toys because he plays better with pots and pans and spatulas and things that we didn't buy him that we need to use every day. And he has a weird affinity for our crock pot.
He loves the crock pot. I don't know why, but he loves playing with the thing.
And we don't have like the This Is Us crock pot that burned down on that one episode or whatever. Like, I don't really like that show, but like, I remember that part because it was funny.
It was not funny. Oh my gosh.
I'm kidding. If you're a This Is Us fan, like, don't hate us.
I love This Is Us. Anyways, but I do like playing with Jude, like chasing him. He loves running and being chased right now. And we've started playing hide and seek with him, like not very well because he's one, but one of us will go hide. And then, you know, if all everyone hid, then Jude and I would be the ones to look for him and vice versa. And so it's really cute because he gets, you know, confused and then excited. And we have tried kind of not playing soccer, but just kicking a soccer ball around. He sometimes does it, and then Oliver and I end up just kicking it back and forth, and Jude's kind of off running around, and we have way more fun with the soccer ball than he does, but it's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, he's a star, and he's just living life, and he's happy, and I mean, parents can brag all about their kids and like, you know, and you don't always want to hear about it, but Jude's awesome. So
I think that's all for our things we're loving right now. So we hope you're loving our podcast right now. If you want to share this podcast with your friends so we can get some more listeners, write a review, rate it, give us 5 stars. and then, you know, follow us on socials and join our Facebook group and everything, and tell us what you're loving right now.
Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it so much.